This is the Interesting Facts Roundup for the week beginning July 15th, 2007. And we started the week by looking at the generosity of some of our richer citizens. But that has its own podcast on the blog. Moving on to something not so generous, school holidays. School children in England and Wales have the shortest summer holidays in Europe. We're just preparing them for working the longest hours in Europe, really. And something that might help get those children to school, a self-driving car. Engineers at Stanford University have invented a car that can drive itself. Junior is an ordinary-looking estate car, apart from £250,000 worth of sensors mounted on its roof. Personally, I'm not interested in a car that will drive itself, but once they've cracked the self-parking angle, I want one. And hopefully your self-driving car won't get a virus. The first ever computer virus for personal computers was called Elk Cloner and was created and distributed on an Apple II computer 25 years ago in 1982. It was created by a 15-year-old called Richard Skrenter. It didn't do any damage, it just displayed the following message. Elk Cloner, the program with a personality. It will get on your disks. It will infiltrate your chips. Yes, it's Cloner. It will stick to you like glue. It will modify RAM too. Send in the Cloner. You can see why he was a hacker and not a poet. And now if you're on a diet, well, you better not go to Nigeria. Wealthy people in Nigeria go into fattening rooms to stack on the pounds. Seemingly, being fat remains a symbol of status and power. Could someone please send Victoria Beckham over there? Her husband obviously doesn't feed her enough, and whenever I see her, I want to offer her a full English breakfast. Sort of back to computers, there are fewer possible moves in a game of draughts than in a game of chess. There are 500 billion billion possible draughts positions, whilst chess has a billion 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 possible positions. There is now a computer that will play draughts, and it can't be beaten. But you can still beat a computer at chess. Phew! And finally, transport. German motorways, the Autobahn. They are actually numbered according to special rules. The main Autobahns, which go all the way across Germany, have a single-digit number, usually even-numbered for east-west routes and odd-numbered for north-south routes. Shorter Autobahns that are of regional importance, for example, connecting two major cities or regions within Germany, have a double-digit number, for example, the A24, connecting Berlin and Hamburg. Any very short Autobahns of local importance, such as Beltways or the A555 from Cologne to Bonn, usually have three numbers. And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, learning something new is good for the brain.